2, 3, 4.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
5, 7, 8.
Hello, ladies.
9, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents.
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-minute morning show. So here we are. We're all back after the 3-day weekend. Of course, Brody's back after a week and 3 days. It's now time for the 15-minute morning show podcast. There's Froggy and there's Scary. There's Gandhi in Tampa. There's producer Sam in the building. She's in the studio. There's straight Nate. Has no interest in being with us.
No, look at him.
Rude.
Rude.
What a rude guy.
He hates
rude.
Us.
Very rude. What an asshole. There's Danielle, and there's Scotty B, and there's Garrett. And we welcome you back. Brody!
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 Nice to see you.
Oh. Okay.
All right.
So,
We can talk so nasty about Nate right now, and he wouldn't even know. Like, we can say he's just such a piece of shit. Like, we can say, oh, look at him.
Oh,
not
Danielle.
Even looking.
Oh, he's looking.
He's
looking.
I know, he
Danielle, go shit yourself, all right?
Whoa. You know, I only said that to get your attention.
We did all agree this is our favorite thing. Rather than telling someone to go fuck themselves, tell them to go shit themselves. It's more,
yeah,
more productive.
Brody wasn't here for that.
No, yeah, no. I don't think
yeah,
he saw
catch
that.
Me up.
That's a new one.
Inadvertently came up with the best insult ever.
Go shit yourself.
Go shit yourself.
I'm getting t-shirts.
I've used
made,
it
bro.
A few times. My Sorry, mom and dad really that. Appreciate it. They said, "Oh, that is kind of a good one." Who wants to shit themselves? I was like, mm-hmm.
I apologize, Nate, but we were trying to get your attention, so we were saying nasty things about you to see if you would pay attention.
Okay.
That one got you.
Well, what did they say? Is it all true?
I mean, you have to go back and listen now.
You pretty much heard all of it. Anyway, I want to ask you a question. What kind gesture have you put forth recently? I got it this morning, and before Alex was out of bed, I made his lunch and put it in a nice little bag, and I put a little rose in there too.
I love that.
Aww, that was so nice.
All right, I want nice gestures only, please. Raise your hand. Show of hands. No one's done shit. No one's done anything good for anyone.
I'm trying to think.
Come on.
Oh, okay.
Yes, Danielle.
So every day before I come down to do the show, I wash an apple and I put it on my husband's desk so that he can eat a little bit healthier during the day, and he has an apple, so he eats it every single day, and I always leave it for him every day.
What are we talking about?
Nice gestures.
Okay. I do one. Sorry, I won't interrupt.
Scotty.
Go ahead. Was that your nice gesture, not interrupting?
Yeah. are we talking about things that we do every morning for our significant others?
Or just a nice gesture for anyone in general of late.
Well, I do nice stuff all the time, but I always leave the coffee maker with the pot in it and the cup and the little stevia packet ready to go for Amy when she wakes up every morning.
So she just has to push a button and push she's button. Ready to go.
Oh, that's sweet.
I have a nice gesture that's done for me, and then I have a couple that I do for others. Like,
okay,
for
so
instance,
this could take 15 more minutes. Go. I think Gandhi was up next, but she'll be right after you. Okay,
no, I'll be ready.
Go ahead, Gandhi.
No, go, Scary, go.
So every morning, Nate brings me a cup of coffee. He makes my coffee and brings it to me because he knows that I'm chained to the audio console here. So thank you, Nate. I'm the recipient of a nice gesture. And every morning that Gandhi and producer Sam decide to come to the studio, I go and I pick them up at their houses, and I'm like, all right, let's go.
Happily, he does it. It's so sweet.
He does.
That is a nice gesture.
That is a nice gesture.
Oh, my gosh, nice. I can't wait for you to come pick me up at my house.
Yeah.
Well,
what about you? Gandhi, go right ahead. Gandhi, hey.
When I am with my boyfriend, I actually make him breakfast every day before he leaves, and then I pack him a lunch, and I make sure he has a snack when he comes home, because I swear he is operated by a tapeworm and is constantly hungry. So food moves him. And then, Scary, I was going to point out how nice you are that you pick me up every day, but you did that. You do pick me up, and I love you for that.
It would have been better if you pointed it out and I didn't say anything.
Well, so you jumped me. I would have done it.
Froggy, let me ask you a question. What dirty thought did you have when Gandhi told us that she has a snack waiting for Brandon every day when he comes home from work?
Not going to get me on that one. Nope. Not going to
Gotcha.
Say.
I had the same thought, Frog. It's all good.
Didn't even think about it. Good call. All of it. All of it is waiting.
Hey, Brody, what's up?
Okay, so every morning when my wife gets ready for work, she trashes the kitchen. Mm-hmm. She makes herself breakfast or some kind of concoction every day. And every day when I go upstairs after the show, the sink is full of bowls and spoons and all kinds of just mess. And, you know, for like this year and a half we've been home, I haven't cleaned it up. It's not my mess. I leave it for her. It's her concoction. I like to clean as I go. She just leaves it. So last week on Thursday, I got up and I said, you know what? I'm going to clean the sink out. I did all her dishes. I did everything, put everything away. She came home from work and didn't notice it.
Messed up.
That's not cool.
But still, you did a nice thing.
It doesn't matter.
And on Friday, I didn't do it again.
Right.
That'll teach her. Hope you teach her a lesson.
Because we do nice things because we want reward, not because we want to be nice.
Oh, my God.
No. It feels good to be nice. I genuinely think it's self-serving, but it feels good.
I tried nice. Oh. It sucked.
Oh, my God.
What's up, Sam?
So, Scary, you pointed out your nice thing, but Gandhi did something so tiny for me last week that was so freaking wonderful. She knew I was having a day, and she saw me later, and she hands me a bag of Skittles because she knows I love Skittles. And she goes, "Hi, I saw these. I thought of you." And that one tiny little thing made me so freaking happy. So thank you, Gandhi, and always for the ride, Scary. Thank you. And my good thing I'm doing in the future is we have a vacation coming up, and I've been so excited to actually take my own trip finally, because it's been a year and a half. Well, I found out that my family in Nevada are kind of moody and they miss people. So I am going to have a really crappy week visiting family because I love them. And that's what you do when you have family. Even when you drive each other insane, you go see them.
Do they know that you're talking about them like this?
Oh, no. They don't know what radio is.
Yes.
Very special people.
Don't you guys think that's too much of a sacrifice on Sam's part? If they're they're moody, why do you want to go waste your vacation?
Right.
Yeah. It's going to be a trip, guys. I flew home early last time. So
I was
going to
ask if that was the... Okay.
Mm-hmm. But
maybe you could just
back?
Do a couple days. Yeah, just do a couple days and then spend the rest of it doing something else.
If they're nasty,
do
I'm
a
not
Zoom
going.
Meeting with them. That's it.
Yes. Zoom in for 10 minutes max.
Exactly. That's it.
Let's at least say hi to Sam's family because you know they'll find the internet for the first time and watch this video.
I swear to Sam's family. If any of you introduce this to them.
Hi, movie family.
Hi, Sam, movie family.
All right. You know, the only two people who haven't done something nice, there's three. It's Froggy and Nate and Garrett. They've done nothing nice for anyone.
No, I have.
I do nice things every day for Lisa. The other day she said to me, she's in passing, she said, the floor mats in my car dirty. So I went outside. I vacuumed out her floor mats. I wiped everything down. I didn't say a word. And then she came back in from wherever she went. And she goes, "Did you vacuum my car?" I'm like, "No." She's like, "Yes, you did." I'm like, "Yeah, I did, actually."
Aww. That's nice.
I will also say, Nate and Scotty have both made Dunkin' runs. And Nate's moved my car before. So is Scotty. Like,
that's true.
Yeah, so we all take care of each other here at the radio station.
I'm also the unofficial alarm when we need to start our meters.
Yeah.
Yes.
So that leaves Garrett. Garrett is the only person who doesn't give a shit about anyone else.
Well, I'm a big
dick.
Garrett. I'm the biggest dick you'll ever meet. So I don't know what to tell you. I do dick things.
At least you said it.
No. Well, Scotty, you're like the second closest dick behind me. So.
Not the biggest.
You are Jewish, though.
No matter what I do, I can never be or have the biggest dick. Why is that? No matter how hard I try, no matter what.
So you can't be or have either one.
They have suction cups and stuff for that, don't they?
What?
Surgery? I don't know. I've seen a movie where the guy put it on there.
The pumps don't do anything.
Wait. Does it?
No.
No, hold on. Danielle, you saw a movie that pump did what?
It did a...
Danielle, what kind of movie are you watching?
Are you sure that wasn't a cow being milked?
Trying to enlarge it. No.
Sounds like you did something nice for Sheldon.
No. He does not need that, Brody. You know that. But Froggy, maybe you can get one.
What kind of movie are you watching?
Exactly. Yeah, I don't remember.
I wish
it
you
was
would.
On Pornhub. I don't
Wait,
know.
Did nobody realize that as soon as we started talking about it, Scotty piped up with the fact that they don't work?
Yes, of course he did. Of course he did. He's tried it all. All right, Garrett, tell us what nice thing you did. You didn't.
Well, outside of just embarrassing everybody right there. No, I try to beat my wife's ideas of what I should be doing. Whoa. Okay, dicks. See, this is why you know what?
It's just the way you structured the sentence.
Right.
No, I get it. I try to play a game in which I try to get things done before she asks for them.
So you anticipate her needs.
I try to anticipate the move. Like I got the kids ready for school. Like I laid out their clothes. I don't lay out her clothes because I think that's a little bit too much. So I let her do her thing. Oh, you know what I did the other day? I texted Nate. I was going to bring him Krispy Kreme donuts, but it was a day later. So I was like, if I bring them in the next day, they wouldn't be so good and it wouldn't be as credit. But I tried to get credit from Nate for saying, hey, yeah.
So you're getting
you.
Credit for doing for not doing something.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, no, I thought about it.
Yeah, no, I give him credit for that because I don't like the stale donuts. And then on top of that, you know, I gave up sugar. So I'm like,
you did not.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Give it up occasionally.
Garrett does nice things for me all the time. Like, he'll text me, like, if there's a Yankee player in town and he's going to meet them, he's like, hey, would you be interested in going? Or this is going on. Maybe your kids would love this. And
oh, that's
he's
nice.
Always, he
Garrett's
always thinks
always,
of me.
Always helping out.
Yeah.
Always. And we appreciate
and I'm a dick, too. So it evens out. It
hey,
evens out.
Now that we've sat here and we've just kind of wanked each other off a little bit. I mean, can we all agree that tomorrow's 50-Minute Morning Show podcast will be nothing but slicing and dicing each other and insulting
yes!
each other?
Yes, yes. Please.
Please.
Okay. I think so. This was a little too nice today, wasn't
I have
it?
Cavities developing.
I feel like I've already been there, though.
Oh, so you except for Garrett.
It's a preview.
We pretty much sliced and diced him.
Yeah.
All right. What else do you want to do?
Are we
I don't
on?
Know. You
Time's
have four
up.
Minutes left.
Really?
Oh, 4 whole minutes. That's a long nice. Time. Oh, okay. Danielle and I did another nice thing today.
We did?
We ordered extra Legos because the limit was 2.
That's right. We mm-hmm, did. Mm-hmm.
I won't say who we ordered them for, but someone wanted Legos That's and true. The limit
so
was 2.
That's I can't true. Wait till they come in.
I wonder how many Legos you're going to have now.
Well, no, well, they had a limit on this special edition Lego set, and so they ordered some of these and they're sending them to me, and I want to say thank you to Danielle in Gandhi.
You're
Thank
welcome.
You.
Elvis, you're
very well.
Elvis, is this
Happy
the,
to do it.
The first time you're seeing David Brody's step and repeat background?
No. Nope.
Yes, I've never seen that. I think it's kind of nice.
Is it?
Thank
I thought
you,
he
Elvis.
Had it. He had it last time he did
no,
it.
Elvis wasn't on the
here.
Podcast.
No, Elvis said, gotta go, and he left. And oh, okay.
I had to leave. And that's because, why did I leave early?
You had to think.
Going because Brody got a backdrop.
No, I didn't put the trash down.
I don't remember what story he came up with.
I didn't put the trash down at the street. No. I had to put the trash down.
Oh, yeah. I actually think that was the day.
One of you guys talked about not getting the trash out in time. I was like, oh, shit.
Yeah, Brody has several backgrounds. That's just one.
I like that.
Scary is so jealous.
I am jealous. I got nothing here. I'm going to start putting stuff on the screen.
You should.
You do it.
Or over your screen.
So, I don't know. I'm still trying to get into the studio. I'm going to come back.
Please do.
I want to be in that studio.
When?
I don't know. I have to make sure my house is, well, we have to clean it after Nate buttholed all my furniture.
Get new curtains.
Yeah.
Buy a new one.
He blew all over my curtains and buttholed my couch.
Oh, my gosh. Oh,
God.
Really?
Don't ever invite him over. It's like.
Oh, what an image.
It's awful. It's awful.
By the way, you never asked Nate what nice thing he did.
Because I know he has no answer.
No, he let Heather look at him all weekend.
He's the unofficial parking lot caller. He screams when, or parking meter, I should say. He screams when they're available.
And he's totally ignoring us right now.
Yeah, he hates us.
Mm-hmm. Now you can say nasty things again. Go ahead.
He's on the phone with someone. Who are you talking to?
Work.
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 We are work. Aren't we work?
Let me see. Rolls out of the screen.
Wow.
They did something nice for me he didn't mention, but if I can mention it. He knew I was having a bad day a couple of days ago. He sent me a picture of a package of Hunt's ketchup and said his meal was ruined because of the Hunt's ketchup package, knowing I'm such a Heinz fan. And that made me laugh.
Brody,
that was nice of him to do that.
I should have sent you the picture because we were at a restaurant the other day and the same thing happened. They had Hunt's ketchup there. And I said out loud to the table, I said, Brody would not let this shit fly.
That's like Danielle DeMeo.
You got to be known for something. Brody is his love for Heinz ketchup.
Yeah.
Well, even worse than that is when they bring out Del Monte catsup. That's the worst.
It was in 1975.
Catsup.
Catsup.
The catsup thing's gone.
Right. No, it's not.
All right. Well, Nate's back. Nate, what do they want?
Oh, just something about winter information. No big deal.
Okay. All right. Well, I guess we got to get out of here. Tomorrow, we promise we're going to do nothing but insult the shit out of each other, okay?
I'm
going
to be so excited.
No, I'm going to be so nice. I'm going to be so nice.
Can I do another
everyone.
Round of As Your Friend?
Yes.
As Your Friend.
Tell us remind us how to do that.
Okay, so, I mean, it really is centered around Skiri. I mean, it really is focused on him. Like, as your friend, I really don't think you should be eating those M&Ms as much
exactly.
as you want.
So as long as you say as your friend, you can insult the living hell out of
you're being nice.
Right.
Yeah.
As your friend.
But it's friendly advice.
Yeah, your penis smells. Gotta be honest.
Right.
What?
Wow. How would
as
you know
your
that?
Friend? Wait. Whose penis are you talking about?
Who I was talking think? To you, Danielle. You.
Clean it up, baby.
Can we go? Can we get
Let
out of here now?
Let me get that out for you.
Okay. Bye.
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 Bye. Bye. Bye.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.